What if correcting foolishness in others starts with a prayer? Lord, circumcise my heart so that every word is shaped by humility, self-reflection, and grace, not pride or frustration. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And I am so glad you have tuned in today. Hey, if you haven't checked us out on FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org, I want to encourage you to do that today. Also, if you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, commented, or if you're in that Washington Defender app, placed us in your huddle. We want to change hearts so that we can change the public square. And I want to thank you for those who are participating in getting the word out. Also, if you're a financial donor to FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much for your generosity and keeping us going as we move forward to change lives. So we're in a series called Circumcision of the Heart, and today it's called Corrector of the Foolish. And so when we get into today's word, if you haven't gone back for the last couple of days and studied out where we are, I would encourage you to do so. But we're going to start in verse 17. But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourselves are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourselves? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal? So Paul is clearly writing to his Jewish brothers and sisters, and he's saying, hey, I want to be very, very clear. Some of you are boasting in the law. Some of you are looking at, like, you're very spiritually mature and very, very prideful. And I want to ask you a question. If you say that you are a person who teaches the foolish, are you foolish as well? Or maybe you're one that is helping the immature. Are you immature as well? And whether it's to the Jewish nation and God's chosen people or to the Christian who follows Jesus, I want to remind you that God desires that we look inward before we start exercising outward. And that doesn't mean that we have to be perfect inside. It just means that we are self-reflecting prior to correcting others. So Isaiah 57 says this, and it was said, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstacle out of the way of my people. And that is what I'm hoping to for you today, is that God will build up, and move every obstacle out of your way. If you're going to correct the foolish today, if you're going to be a teacher of those who are immature today, I want to encourage you that God wants to do something amazing in your heart and remove the obstacles from walking in his ways today. For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. Amen. God's name is holy. I dwell on a high, holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. And God is looking for what? A circumcised heart today. He's saying, hey, guys, I dwell on high and holy places, and also with, he dwells also with the contrite of heart and lowly of spirit. And so want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, no matter where you're headed in the public square, whether you're the boss or you're the employee, have a contrite or humble heart before God. Have a lowly spirit. Have a low view of yourself today, because in that humility, God is going to use it powerfully. Now, does that mean that we don't share our perspectives? That's not what I'm saying. Does that mean that we don't correct the immature? That's not what I'm saying. I am saying arrogance and pride has to go in the public square. No matter where you are, God desires that those things go. Think about this. What would change in our culture if we simply exercised a humble, contrite, and lowly heart? What would change? Would it be a lot? Would it be a little? Would it be dramatic? Would it be just a nuanced item, what would it be? And God wants to change your heart today. He wants to revive you from the inside out. He wants you to be able to know him in a deeper and intimate way. Let's go on. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. For the spirit would grow faint before me, and the breath of those whom I have made. God isn't going to contend with us forever, nor is he going to be angry forever, but we need to understand that God cares about us and asks us to walk in his ways and to be fully known by God as we are fully known. It says, because of the inequity of the unjust gain, I was angry. Look at that. Because of the inequity or sinfulness of his unjust gain, I was angry and struck him. I hid my face and was angry, and he was went on turning away in the way of his heart. Now, if you go to the chapter of Isaiah and look at this kind of closely, you're going to see that it's talking about the idolatry of the Jewish nation of Israel. And to whatever degree, we all can manufacture idols in our hearts and in our lives and in around us. And these idols are things that we worship so much that we're willing to break relationship with God, or we're willing to break relationship with others. If we're worshiping anything that is in the place of God, it needs to be torn down and only worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and to his mourners, creating the praise on his lips. Peace, peace to him who is far and to him who is near, says the Lord. And I will heal him. Isn't that beautiful? When we open our hearts to God and we pour out our desire before him so that we can love others and correct the foolishness or teach the immature around us, and we self-reflect and we say, Lord, take every ounce of disobedience from me, God will then begin to pour out his peace upon our lives. And he will heal us from the inside out. Our heart is circumcised in that moment, and he begins to transform us from the inside out. But the wicked are like the tossing sea. So the first contrast is those who are walking after God, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up refuse and mud. And so think about that for a moment. That the wicked are like the sea. They toss up mud all over the place. And there is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. So we may come in contact with people today who are foolish. We may come in contact with people who are intentionally evil. We may come in contact with people today who are immature. And our public square application is, will your heart be circumcised before the Lord and contrite and lowly in spirit before the Lord, so that first and foremost, he corrects you before you start trying to correct somebody else. And then you are used by God in such a way that God will move forward in just blessing you, going before you in all things, surrounding you, giving you wisdom and insight today. Today is going to be a different day because God is on the throne of your heart and you're taking your heart before God. And you're saying, God, cut away anything that does not bring you honor or glory. So what's my hope? As you drive in today, my hope is you would say a prayer something like this. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins. I thank you that he rose again that I may have eternal life. Take my heart, Lord. Cut away every ounce of stuff that does not please you. Go before me in all things today. Surround me in all things today. Allow your joy and your peace to be in my life today. God, we thank you that you are a God of mercy and grace. Give me boldness to correct the foolish. Give me wisdom to instruct those who are immature. God, go before me today. I just need you today. Put divine appointments in my way as we go throughout the day. God, I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to encourage you to go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.